For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A bitter divide over who is to blame for scores of Palestinian deaths from Israeli fire at protests near Gaza's border shifted Friday to the UN, where the U.S. vetoed a measure backed by Arab countries to protect Palestinians and condemn Israel. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the proposed resolution is biased against Israel.
The resolution offered by Kuwait represents a grossly one-sided view of what has taken place in Gaza in recent weeks. Anyone who cares about the peace process should vote against it.
The Palestinian ambassador had this to say about the U.S. vote.
They did not act as the representative of the United States only, but they acted much more as the representative of Israel itself.
Haley accused the measure's authors of inexplicably absolving Hamas, the militant group that controls Gaza and organized the protests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
The highly anticipated summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is back on for June 12th. President Trump says last week's angry words between them is in the past.
I think we're over that, totally over that, and now we're going to deal and we're going to really start a process. We're meeting with the chairman on June 12th, and I think it's probably going to be a very successful, ultimately a successful process.
For the first time in 18 years, Trump Friday hosted a high-ranking North Korean official at the White House. Steel and aluminum tariffs on some of the United States' closest allies officially went into effect Friday. President Trump suggested the tariffs against Canada and Mexico are part of the NAFTA renegotiations.
I love Canada. I love Mexico. I love them. But Mexico's making over $100 billion a year, and they're not helping us with our border because they have strong laws and we have horrible laws.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is the latest to call on the president to reconsider the tariffs, saying they'll not be good for the economy and will impede the progress that's been made economically. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Superior Court Judge Michael Sweet has released documents that relate to two of the murders linked to suspect Joseph D'Angelo, also known as the Golden State Killer.
Portions of the search and arrest warrants pertaining to charges defendant Lee currently faces in this jurisdiction is ordered unsealed. That is specifically, defendant is charged in this county with the murders of Katie Majori on February 2nd, 1978, Brian Majori on the same day.
DNA from D'Angelo was pulled from a car door handle and a piece of discarded tissue paper. The former cop is suspected in at least a dozen murders and about 50 rapes in the 70s and 80s in California. A new sex discrimination lawsuit has been filed on behalf of five former Houston, Texas cheerleaders. Attorney Gloria Allred and the cheerleaders allege that the organization failed to compensate the women as required by law and subjected them to unfair working conditions.
They were harassed, intimidated, and forced to live in fear that they could be cut from the team for the slightest infraction.
She says the cheerleaders were also instructed not to speak with players and were not paid for making public appearances. And one of the cheerleaders, Hannah Turnbow, says,
I was attacked by a fan at a game, leaving abrasions on my shoulder. My attacker was not approached, nor was he removed from the game. I was told to just suck it up.
And she says she has photos of her injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.